Secretary Connor, Secretary Fowler, Senator Mansfield, Senator McClellan, Senator Jackson, Distinguished Speaker McCormick, Mr. Chairman Dawson, Congressman Hollifield, Ms. Congresswoman Dwyer, other members of Congress, ladies and gentlemen, distinguished mayors. We are deeply grateful for your presence in the East Room in the White House today. In a large measure, America's history is a history of her transportation. Our early cities were located by deep water harbors and by inland waterways. They were nurtured by ocean vessels and by flat boats. The railroad allowed us to move east and west. 1,000 towns and more grew up along the railroad's gleaming rails. The automobile stretched out over cities, and it created suburbia in America. The trucks and modern highways brought bounty to remote regions. Airplanes helped to knit our nation together and knit it together with other nations throughout the world. And today, all Americans are really neighbors. Transportation is the biggest industry we have in this country. It involves one out of every $5 in our economy. Our system of transportation is the greatest of any country in the world. But we must face facts. We must be realistic. We must know, and we must have the courage to let our people know that our system is no longer adequate. During the next two decades, the demand for transportation in this country is going to more than double. But we're already falling far behind with the demand as it is. Our lifeline is tangled. Today, we're confronted by traffic jams. Today, we're confronted by computer crashes, by crowded airports, by crowded airlines, by screeching airplanes, by archaic equipment, by safety abuses, and roads that scar our nation's beauty. So we have come here to this historic East Room of the White House today to establish and to bring into being a Department of Transportation, the second cabinet office to be added to the President's cabinet in recent months. This Department of Transportation that we're establishing, it will be a mammoth task to untangle and to coordinate and to build the national transportation system for America that America is deserving of. And because the job is great, I intend to appoint a strong man to fill it. The new secretary will be my principal advisor and my strong right arm on all transportation matters. I hope he will be the best equipped man in this country to give leadership to the country, to the President, to the Cabinet, to the Congress. Among the many duties the new department will have, several deserve very special notice. To improve the safety in every means of transportation, safety of our automobiles, our trains, our planes, and our ships. To bring new technology to every mode of transportation by supporting and promoting research and development. To solve our most pressing transportation problem. A day will come in America when people and freight will move through this land of ours speedily and efficiently, sanely and dependably and cheaply. And that will be a good day and a great day in America. Our transportation system was built by the genius of free enterprise. And as long as I am president, it will be sustained by free enterprise. In a few respects, this bill falls short of our original hopes. It does not include the Maritime Administration. As experience is gained in the department, I would hope that the Congress could re-examine its decision to leave this key transportation activity alone outside its jurisdiction. But what is most important, I think, is that you, for the first time in modern history, have created and have brought for me to sign a measure giving us a new cabinet department. And it was proposed, and it will be established, and it will be in operation in the same year. All of these things took place. It is a second major step in bringing our government up to date with the times. Last year, this Congress established the Department of Housing and Urban Affairs. Today, you bring 31 agencies going in all directions and their bureaus into a single Department of Transportation under the guidance and leadership of a Secretary of Transportation. I think fairness, candor require me to review that this recommendation was made many years ago by the Hoover Commission, headed by a distinguished former president. This recommendation was urged upon the Congress and the people and recommended many years ago by a most distinguished and popular president, President Dwight David Eisenhower. This recommendation was made and urged upon the president and the Congress many years ago by the Senate Commerce Committee and by dozens and dozens of enlightened, intelligent members of both houses, of both parties. But what we're here today to do is to salute the members of both parties, the leadership of both parties, and everyone who contributed to finally bringing our performance in line with our promise. I don't guess it would be good to say this. I may even be criticized for saying it. But this, in effect, is another coonskin on the wall.